Okay, we are up to Daf Yudam Beis. We are up to Boy Rava. It's two lines before it gets wide. Boy Rava. Okay, so yesterday we concluded with the sugi of the Achbar, the mouse. Mouse and the Cholda. Now we have a little new sugi. Boy Rava. Again, two lines before it gets wide. Boy Rava. Kikar b'shmei kar rav itzach sulam lahirida ayin tzarech. If there is a loaf of bread on the top of the beam, two lines before it gets white. Two lines before we left off yesterday. If there is a loaf of bread on the top of the beam, shaila is, are you mechuyiv to the tail to get a ladder to remove the chametz? There's no yelach in the ma'isa. They have a big refrigerator. Are you mechuyiv to remove the refrigerator to look for chametz underneath in the back of the refrigerator? Basically, the halach is no. You have a large appliance, you're not mechuyev to make yourself meshuga to go find chametz behind the appliances, because these are things which you're not going to move on in Pesach, and it's enough to be mevatel b'libay. Could mikra din, the only do bedika to a place where it's ruggle for you to go and come in contact with chametz. If it's not your custom to move the refrigerator the whole year, it's not likely that on Pesach you have nothing better to do than to start moving around your appliances and searching for chametz. So you're not mechuyev to go move and have people do it anyway. You want to do b'zundahay. You want to do spring cleaning b'zundahay. But in alpia halacha, you have no chiyuv to. That's right. Whatever you will not, you don't do during the year. Alpia halacha. Okay, people are machmir. We know people. You know, they clean the windows and they do. They paint and they do all these things. This is not Pesach. This is spring cleaning. Okay, it's a good thing. It's a covered yomtiv. You want to clean the house, covered yomtiv. Al pi halacha, you know, that comes from this gemara. Here we have a loaf of bread. It's on top of the beam. For you to get to the top of the beam, you have to go. You know, today I know in certain shuls they have very high ceilings. They have to actually rent special machines to go. Mamish to go up and change the light bulb. It's not a simple thing. But
there's a kika.
What?
You know there's a kika.
You know for a fact there's a kika. You know there's no gelochel maisa. I remember in Chaim Berlin, and they have chandeliers. There's four massive chandeliers. And when there's an ufruf, they throw the bags from the Ezra's Noshim. And many times the bags, the Ezra's Noshim is all the way up. It's in the balcony. And the Noshim throw the bags from the balcony over the mechitza. They're very high. And more often than not, the bags end up in the chandelier. So it's mamish, they do clean it out. They do clean it out for Pesach. It's always bags. So it's the.
People are talking about what they call about sprinkling. They bring down the place candles. Now you show me that with Noshim and Nachme, they scrape the windows.
Oh,
okay.
Minu Kaddish. But it's not how it's a minuk. It's not a happy halacha. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I don't chashom in kuchel. I just say alpi halacha. This is the Gemara. It's mamash the Gemara here says. The Gemara says, "Echnami is a min of kodesh to be medakteik." Yeah, 100%. Chometz also b'mashehu. The Masha, 100%. I apologize. I didn't mean any
maybe,
way.
Maybe in the case that the yeshiva that they clean out the
chandelier,
is different because they see it there on
child. It's mamish hidden. Let's see the Gemara. There's a kikar on the top of the beam, all the way up on top. Tzarich sum. The Gemara is a shaila. Tzarich sum lohirido ayin tzarich. Do you need a ladder or not? What's a shaila? Mi amin do we say kulahai loy atur. And Rashi explains it's enough. Bittel beliboy, it's enough to be mevatel. That's enough. Bittel. Kevin loy noches minafshei loyosi lemechle. Since it's not going to come down on its own, there's no need. You're not going to come to eat it.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to find it. It's not going to come down. Adum will say zimnin dunaf of yosi lemechle. It happens. Amol, it does happen. Gravity. There's a little earthquake, it's a little shaky, the building, it's going to shake, it's going to come down, therefore Dilma, it happens, the Nafal of Yassil Mechle, okay, the Intim Suleymar, the Zimnin, the Nafal of Yassil Mechle, and it seems like we do pass in Mechuyiv, I take it back, since the Shulchan brings this down, if it's on top where Zimnin, I guess in this particular case of gravity, where there's Chometz on top of a beam, and Zimnin, and there is a possibility where the building will shake, and it will come down, Zimnin, the Nafal, you'll come to eat it.
kikar b'bar. So what's the halacha in the case where there's a kikar in a pit, the bar? So there, it's not. There's no zimnin. It's not going to come up. It'll never happen. It'll defy the laws of gravity and will come up. So kikar b'tzachsul lahalahalah. So you mechuyev take a ladder to go to bring it up. The chametz oy ein tzarech. So hach vaday the loy avid the salka minavshe. So here, taka shochanu paskas. In this case, taka this yinam mechuyev. In this case, when there's no gravity and it's a matter of going up from the bar in a situation where you're not in a situation you're for sure not going to go down there for your needs, then you're not, it's not going to come up on its own, and you're not to take a ladder to be boidek to remove it. It's enough to be mevatel. Oy dilma, yeah,
mevatel is good because
right, you must mevatel. There's no question. That's a davar pashtan oid. If you own it, even the other end of the world, you have no choice but to be mevatel it or to sell it, yeah, of course. But the shail is that takana dera of right about your bagamatz. There's a takana dera bana. That's not enough. Bittel is not enough. Bittel is not enough. You have to also do a bediga because you may come in contact with the chametz and you may come to eat it. You may find a gluski off and you may come to eat it. So you need to do bediga in addition to the bittel. But when did Chazal require you to do a bediga in addition to your bittel? Bittel is posh. That's a given. You must do. But when you mechuyev to do a bedika in addition to your bittel, that's where there's a real likelihood that you may come in contact with the chametz. So the Gemara lahamaskan, according to Shochnach, the way it's brought down here in the Gemara Shochnach, or the our Mishpat, yeah, you have the Ein Mishpat. The Ein Mishpat brings down that when it comes to laws of gravity, you have to go to Chazal where homes were not so sturdy like they are today, and it can shake a little bit and it can come down. You have to be baidik. But when it comes to something that's in the pit, in the case where you're not going down there, then you don't have to do bidika. It's enough to do bittel. However, but the Gemara then goes on to say, oh, dilma, in a situation where you do go down there, or dilma, again, you have to know with this every situation, you can't generalize. Every situation is different. Whether mitzvah is, you'll go down into the basement on Yom Tov to do your needs. You do things in the basement, whatever you do down there. And the male, you'll come in contact. You'll come to eat it. These two examples, it doesn't cost you any money. It's a tremendous chiddush. It doesn't cost. What does it cost? Take a ladder. You have a ladder in the house. Either go climb up or climb down. You're not hiring help to do the bedika. It's incredible. You have to know the ikar adin. But over here, what about kikar b'pi nachash? There's a loaf of bread, and who's scarring the loaf of bread? A snake. So you are an amateur, is not going to go and risk your life by trying to take away the kikar from the nachash. What would you do? What's the best? You would hire a professional, a lachash, a chaver. A chaver is a person that knows how to charm, knows how to speak to a snake, knows what to do. Are you mukhif to pay money to hire a professional to retrieve the chametz from the snake? So what's the Gemara Shai? What are the tzadim? When it comes to a ladder, so go to your closet, take out the ladder and go down or go up. Maybe that. But to hire professional help, maybe doesn't matter. Take so this remains a shaila. Next, now we go to the sugya.
If you have a
chief
to pay money,
yeah, that means I don't have to hire.
That's all part of the Gemara Shaila. How far does bedika go? Bedika.
Why isn't there any mitzvah? Just like any other mitzvah, yeah.
No, so you have to. In a, I'm saying good. But you have to add that this is a b'fi nachash. Since b'fi nachash is a very small possibility that you are going, it's only a dilma. If it's mamish, you know, if it's mamish in your dining room and you can't clean, you need to hire help to go clean up your dining room table because you don't have the kaychas, you have no choice because you're going to come in contact with your dining room table and there's going to be chametz there. And if you don't have the kaychas to do it and you have the money, l'chayra, you have to spend the money. But here it's a unique case. It's between nochash, the pair of a nochash. You're not going to go in contact with the nochash the whole Pesach. You're not planning on going and risking your life. Pesach, it's only a dilma. Maybe the nachash will go away. The nachash will die. The nachash will leave.
The nachash is different than the achba and the other.
Well, the nachash sakana. The nachash sakana for you.
Yeah. Or the other animal, whether they
yeah.
Or not.
Right, right. No, because they leave it. They for sure. Even if they don't leave it,
the Nachash is saying,
he's knocking them. No, he's just guarding it. For some reason, he's guarding it. He likes its reach. He has. So you need. He's need. But the Nachash may go away. There's a dilemma. The Nachash may decide. You know what? I'm leaving. I'm going to leave this home. And then on Yom Tov, you're going to have in front of you a kikar, and there's not going to be a Nachash. It's only a dilemma. So when it's only a dilemma, zimnin are you in advance to pay money? It's time on your dining room table, and you don't have koich to go clean up. You work the whole week, and you hire someone. Well, it's a mitzvah. You mechuyev to spend money to do a mekayim mitzvah. At shlish, right? You have to give away your hair. How much money you have to go with until a fifth of your money, whatever the case is. How much money you have to spend to do a mitzvah? But here, it's not. It's a bedikas chametz. There's all the gedolim. How far does bedika go? You know, the Anshei Yerushalayim, they said they would stay up the whole night. So the different. This is a mitzvah. Everyone is different.
What,
yes,
the clean
do bedika, but do mamish with extreme chumis. There's some people do bedika. I know. Someone just telling me this. He described to me a person that now he does the whole bedika chumis by him takes. This is the person that takes 30 seconds. He has a big house. He doesn't have koich. He doesn't have koich. He does it the whole thing and literally puts out the 10 pieces. He makes the bracha. He goes around 30 seconds, and he says, you wouldn't believe it. He says, this person 20 years ago spent 4 hours doing B'dichas Chametz.
Right.
4 hours. When he had the koyach, he spent four. Okay, so, I mean, the Anshei Yerushalayim, there's all these stories that this tremendous, he was saying before, with the Noshim, they clean, they scrub.
The B'dichas was different than our B'dichas.
Well, what kind of house did they have in those days?
Yeah. I'm saying their bedikah was the cleaning bedikah.
They did for the very first time.
They cleaned it before.
No, you don't see that.
I don't know. We don't really know. It's not klar. What are you going to say? You have a mishpacha of in time of Chazal.
The lawyer says you have to stick in your hand in the wall, a zaybite or not. What do you mean? You should have done that
today. I don't know. It's not. These things are not clear. Everything you could ask. How are they knowing in time of the Gemara? We don't really know. It's hard for us to. You can't. Let's say a fate.
They didn't have a 20-room mansion.
Well, who says they didn't? There were people. There were people that had one room for five or ten children. One little teeny room. This room over here would be like a half a quarter, little teeny fraction. And there were people that we know that did have mansions the time of Chazal. So we don't really know. It's hard to really understand. We have to take the Shulchan Aruch. What we do. Hanach lehem leYisrael im einem neviim b'nei neviim. Right. Now we go to the sugya. According to the simple meaning of the Mishnah, and this is how the Gemara is going to learn in the Havamina, Rabbi Yehuda says a tremendous chiddush that you have to bedika three times erev Pesach. Could you imagine? You do bedika at night, come off from shul, you do bedika in the morning, and then you do bedika when you do the beer three times. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Boitkim Orli Yudalit, that's the night of the 14th. Uvi Yudalit Shachar, that's number two. And Uvi Shas Habir, when you go to burn the chametz in the fifth hour, Nochamol, you do bedika three times, you have to bedika. Vachachom, Muhammad say, Loi Bodak, no, don't do it three times. You do it only once. Once. And the ideal time to do it is L'or Haner, at night. If you didn't get a chance L'or Haner, then you do it the next time is in the morning. L'oy Badak early Yudal, Yudalik B'Yudal. L'oy Badak B'Yudalid. If you didn't do it early in the morning, on Yudal, then Yivdek B'Sech HaMoyed. Now he's saying Chiddush. Sech HaMoyed means in the sixth hour. The Moyed means, doesn't mean Chol HaMoyed, doesn't mean Yantav. Moyed means in the set time. What is the set time that we are referring to here? The time of Bior. What's the Bior? The fifth, it's the sixth hour.
12:01.
I mean, let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock. Today we changed the clock, so it's really 1 o'clock. Let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock. It means 11 o'clock.
11
is the sixth hour. 12 o'clock is the beginning. 12:01 is the beginning of the seventh hour. It's a little bit confusing. If Chatzos would be 6 o'clock, which it's not very...
It would be
12 o'clock. Then 11:01 is the sixth hour. That's the zman of beer, of burning the chametz. Right, right, right. So that's when you do. So according to let's review. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you do bedikah three times. You do it first at night, then you do bedikah. Let's say 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you do it at 11:01. You do it from 11:01 until 12 o'clock. You do it a third time. Along comes the chacham, and the chacham say they disagree in two points. Number one, you don't do bedikah three times. You only do bedikah once. Ideally, do it at night. If you don't do it at night, then do it early in the morning. Do it 6 o'clock in the morning. If you don't do it in the morning, then you can do it even after 12 o'clock. Not like Rabbi Yehuda that said there are 3 times to do it after Chatzos.
Till 12. Between
no, that's the second time. That's the second point of disagreement that Rabbi Yehuda has come to argue. Look at the words. V'achachomim loybodak ol yudal yivdoik yudal. Loybodak yudal yivdoik besoich yivdoik besoich amam. So you do it 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is called the moyed. That's the zman beer. The zman beer. Loybodak besoich amoyed. If you didn't do bedikah b'seich hamoed, we know we burn chametz even earlier because we're loy b'seich hamoed. Yivdaik la'achar hamoed, you can do a bedikah even after the zman of isra hana. When does chametz become asa b'hana? After chatzos. After chatzos, you can even do bedikah. Look at Rashi. Rashi b'seich hamoed b'shoshishes. According to it's the 6 hours. Shehu moed habiur. Moed means the appointed time. It's a little bit confused because we normally tie to moed in reference to the festival. The festival means the yomtiv, or if you want it means chol hamoed. Right? We call the moed. Kol mavazes hamoyados ein lechelik leilam haba. So the other word moyados means chol hamoed, not yomtiv itself. So it's a little bit confusing because here when it says moed in this mission, you have to remember moed here means 1 hour, not a day, not 6 days, not 5 days. It means the 6 hour. Now, so according to this, read the words. We'll go back again to the beginning of the mission because it's a little bit confusing. It's a very important point, very delicate point, which the Gemara is going to bring out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Boitkim Or Yudalid Uvi Yudal Shachris Uvi Shas Habiur. He makes it very clear. He says, according to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you do bedikah a third time during the time of beer, which is the 6th hour. When is the 6th hour according to Rashi?
11:01
to 12 o'clock. We do it before. We do it in the 5th hour. We our minhag is we do the beer even earlier. Okay, that's gonna be later on.
Using two different lashonis.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what's correct. Right. Exactly. It's confusing. You're right. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. Then we come to the Chachamim. He's coming to argue on 2 points. Number one, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know where you got this from, to do bedikah 3 times. 3 times? Who ever heard of doing bedikah 3 times? You make 3 brachas. You do bedikah 3 times. 30 pieces, not 10 pieces. You do bedikah once. When do you do the bedikah? Lechatchil at night. If you don't do bedikah at night, then you can do bedikah. You can do bedikah. You can do bedikah by day. You can do it even in through the 6th hour. And guess what? If you didn't do bedikah not early in the morning, you didn't do bedikah even during the 6th hour from 11:01 to 12 o'clock. You can do bedikah even at 12:01. You can do bedikah
12:01
during the 7th hour. The 7th hour, and you can do bedikah for that matter, the whole cholamoy, the whole yomtiv, the whole yomtiv. The Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakhama of the Mishnah, says, no. There's no such thing as doing the mitzvah of bedikas chametz any time after chatzos erev Pesach.
The zman is,
that's it. You lost out on the mitzvah. It's over. It's over. There's no such mitzvah. It's over. You can't do bedikah. Although the Chum say no, there is a kiyum of bedikas chametz even after the zman iser, which means from chatzos ve'eluch and even on yomtiv and Pesach and yomtiv itself. Well, that's and chalitz cholamoid. Yomtiv itself is not so pasha, but at least cholamoid you can do it. Loy badak b'sech hamoid yivdak la'achar hamoid. Okay, period. Now we have a last halacha, just a side halacha. When you do bedikah, time Chazal, you know, it wasn't like today. Today, people are makbid to do what it says in the Mishnah because of any Kabbalah. But time Chazal, they ate until the very last moment. Okay, they ate. Okay, Chassid, right? Chassid do it because all right, they do it for different days. Like Chassid, it's more Kabbalah and Yonim, but whatever. But Mikra, we're not talking about Chassidus. We're not talking about Kabbalah and Yonim. We're talking about practical Yonim. It was never poshet by an average person. Pesach, Zman Isser is Chatzos. So until the very last moment, what's the problem? So you have Chometz, no big deal. You have Chometz. Until the very last minute, they weren't so scared to have Chometz in the neighborhood. So along comes the mission, says, since you're planning on eating a breakfast of chametz, right? You're having a breakfast of chametz, and you're doing the bedikah at night, so just be careful. When you do the bedikah at night, whatever you're planning to eat for breakfast tomorrow, which is chametz, make sure you put away in a makom tsanua, so you don't, it doesn't ruin shter the bedikah that you're doing at night. Umasha mishayer, what you're planning to leave over for the next day, yanichenu b'tzina, you shall put away in a safe place, kedei shelo yehetzach b'dika acharav, you should not be required to b'dika for the stuff that you put away for safekeeping for your breakfast the next morning. A very simple, basic, practical statement. Next, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go back to Rabbi. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that you do b'dika how many times? Three times. So the Gemara is baffled. Really, three times? What's the halacha? Why would a person want to b'dika three times? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chisav, Rav Bar, Rav Huna, Rav Mitarvay, Keneged Shalosh Hashvasos Shavitayra. Unbelievable, you say it. See, this is the thing about the Balaturim. This is Gemara, right? It's the Balaturim because it says in the Torah three expressions of Isser Chometz, Bal Ye Ro'eh, Bal Ye Motzei, and Hashbasa. Right? Hashbasa. So there are three expressions. So therefore, Zeicha, for the three expressions, you do Bedika three times. Kineged Shalosh Hashbasa Shevet, the three expressions of Shavas, of not having Chometz. Lo Ye Ro'eh Lecha Chometz, Velo Ye Ro'eh Lecha Sar, Shavas Yom. That's Ye Ro'eh. Should not be seen to you. Number two, Seor, Seor means Chametz, Lo Yimotze, is Mitzia, that's number two, Bevatechem. And the third expression, Ach, Bayom HaRishon, Tashbisu, Lashon of HaTashbisu, that's number three. Seor Bevatechem. Okay, so that's the Gemara, that's a very nice Yisoid. And the Gemara's Havmina, Koyda Yehudi, Dubia three times, connected the three different expressions of Hashbasa, of Isser Chametz in the Torah. Now, the Gemara now completely rejects this whole Hav Amina and tells us that you're now learning Pshat in the Mishnah correctly. There really is only one Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say in the Mishnah, he never meant this. He never meant to say that you do Bir three times, do Bidika three times. No such thing. You do it one time. And the Meila, what's the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamin? There's only one Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is, when is the Soif Zman Bidika Bidiyavet? Is it Chatzos, or can you do it even Yontif itself? Even after Yontif, because the after Yontif is halacha. Even after Yontif, because after Yontif there's a chamish of a Pesach. But that's not so posh because you mevatel it. If you mevatel it, so
Mishnah says
lahamoyd here means the zman biur. And the meal that there could be only until Chol HaMoed, Pesach, not necessarily once Pesach is over. It could be, what's the purpose of doing Bedikah once Pesach is over? Because it's not Chomet She'ov Alav Pesach, because you will move out of it. Okay, let's see. So Masiv, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yisrael, Rav Yehuda, we have a bright story, Rav Yehuda, Kol Shloi Bodak B'Shloi Shaprak Malolu Shuv Ein Boidek. Now because he says Shloi Shaprak Malolu, now it's not absolutely clear in this statement that you only do Bedika once. The Gemara here is reading between the lines. He says, Kol Shaloi Bodak. I guess maybe it's in the word Bodak. Bodak, not Bodku. Kol Shaloi Bodak. V'shloisha prokim halalu shuv eina bodik. It appears from the expression, the expression carries with it the idea that you only do Bedika once. And we're giving you three different zmanim, ideally at night, and the opportunity is correct. Alma, b'mekan v'shuv ein abayde. Don't do bedika anymore. And then the rabbanon disagree, and they say you can do bedika more. So since that's the thrust of the point of Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa of shuv ein abayde, alma. So what do we learn from this? That you are mistaken in learning pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda means you do bedika three times. Alma, b'mekan v'eilichu depligi. The machlokes is mikan ve'elach. Okay, fine. Okay, so that is klar. Okay, so the Gemara is very happy with this. You see clearly from this brisa shuv in the baidik. That's the point. The point of disagreement is what's the soivus man medika? Finish. Fine. Marzutra masni hachi. Marzutra. He has even a better brisa. In his brisa, there's one added word which makes it explicit. Mosev Rav Yosef Rav Yudoy Mer Kol Shloi Bodak De Echod. See, in this version, you have the word echa. Oh, that's mamish kavaldik. The echad mishloish shaprakim olu shuvin the baidik alma olu shuvin the baidik hudupligi. So the gor's maskana is only one machlekes. Rabbi, everyone holds. He only do bedika once. Only once, and the machlekes says, when is the soivs man didika vait ella Rabbi Yudanami? So ella Rabbi Yudanami im loyboda kamar. So you see clearly over here, it's clear as day that the old machlekes is if you didn't do bedika, when is the latest man for bedika? The acha, what this? Now we enter into a sugya, a whole daf, a beautiful sugya. So what then is the point of disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanans? Let's first discuss the idea outside. Now, one very quickly is once the zman iser arrives. Look, think about it. It's now after Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's also to eat. The Zman Isser has begun. Mm-hmm. There's no curse. It's only a loisase. Curse begins at night. But there's a loisase to eat chametz erev Pesach after Chatzos. Right. So what are you going to do? I'm going to do bedik after Chatzos. Im Zman Hazeh, 100%. But Zman Hazeh, there's no curse.
Yeah.
There's no curse.
Is it a
loisase? Yes, a loisase. It's a Gemara. It's a drasha. There's a loisase of eating chametz after chatzos, but karis is only at night. It's contaminated. How can you do a bedika for something that you're not allowed to eat? Well, it's after Chatzos. Think the Svar of Yehuda is. This is the whole daf. It's after Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says Chatzos has arrived. Chametz is also be'achila. It's also be'hana after Chatzos. I don't think it's be'hana. It's also be'achila. It's also be'achila after Chatzos. Are you allowed to eat it? No. So if I'm going to search for it, I'm going to come in contact with chametz. What might I do? I might just forget myself. I search for chametz, I find a galuska yofa, I'm hungry, I'll forget, I'll take a bite, I'll eat it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't get involved. Cut your losses. You didn't do bedika before the end of the zman, before chatzos, so you didn't do bedika. That's it. Cut your losses. You will mevatel it. No,
so
just
shasabi was gamin until 12 o'clock.
Right. That's it.
And according to the chachamim,
no, they said the gemara is maskan. The end of the gemara says if you search it, what are you going to do when you find it? What are you going to do with it when you find the chametz after chatzos?
Yeah.
You're going to burn it. You're going to destroy it. So if you're searching to destroy it, that itself will be a reminder to eat it. Right. So that this is the yisoy, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and everything follows from me. Go through a whole shas discussing. Because look, what about non-kosher meat? Are you allowed to go touch non-kosher meat? Never heard of a prohibition. You could touch. Shas should be in the business of non-kosher meat. Are you allowed to? No shaychus. What about chadash? Chadash.
We had before chametz is loy bedin.
Oh, right, exactly. That's the sugi right now. Here we go. So let's go very quickly. So another more sakash. So this elo Rabbi Yehuda nami loy bakamari avagabag gumi mar savar mikame yisur in basa yisur loy gezera why dilma ase lemechal mine. According to Yehuda, if you're going to search for it, you're going to come into contact with it. You may come to eat it. Rabbanan savri, not have to worry loy gazri. You don't have to worry. You're going to search for it. The only reason why you're searching is to destroy it. So that itself will be a shmira that you will not come to eat it. Now here comes Umi Gaza Rabbi Yehuda. Dil Masil Mechal Mineh. Really, is he so concerned that if you come in contact with something which you are not allowed to eat, you may come and eat it? I'll show you that's not true. Look at Chodosh. Now the Oimer was brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed. And it says the moment they offered the Oimer, offered first thing in the morning, immediately the stores on Chol HaMoed in the area of Yisrael opened up and they were selling flour, new flour. Mishukar v'oyma yoytzim moytzim shuk yushlam shemuleim kemach. Flour v'koli. Koli is grain that has been parched, has been heated in ovens, toasted to remove the moisture. Wait a minute. How in the world are they able to have flour 6-7 o'clock in the morning? They offer the Omer at 6:30, and 7 o'clock, all the stores are selling new flour. And it's also, they're selling it today. They wouldn't sell flour because it's chametz, right? They're talking about time of Chazal. Time Chazal, they were not afraid of a chametz stick of today. It's unheard of. You're not going to find anywhere in the world where they're going to be selling you flour on Pesach. It's unheard of. But in time of Chazal, they sold flour. Okay, that was different. They sold kosher Pesach flour, and they sold grain, toasted ears of grain. How in the world did they mass produce flour and toasted ears of grain when they first caught the Omer, that they first offered the Omer? And the Gemara doesn't want to say that they're all the Omer. So we'll always say, what's the big deal? They can harvest the Omer way before Pesach. They'll harvest all the new the Chodosh before Pesach, and they'll store it in their storage house, and when they'll take it out. No, because when they're going to harvest the Chodosh before Pesach, are they allowed to eat it? No. So they're coming into contact with something that they're not allowed to eat. It's a very big nisoyon. They're coming in contact. What?
Well, it has to be cut that morning.
The oimer for the Beis Hamikdash has to be cut that morning. But what about the oimer for what about the grain for the common man? The oimer for the Beis Hamikdash, the is a halacha derayis, you cut it mitzoyamtef. They cut it right away. Mitzoyamtef, they go on, they cut it on boy bayim on that day. But for the common man, for the regular that they're cutting, obviously if they're selling it, they're marketing it in the store on Chol HaMoed, obviously they cut it a month before Pesach. But what does that mean? That means all of the workers, all of the factory workers were coming in contact with Chodosh before when it was Osir. And yet, what does it say? So it says here, it was a no-no. This was a sin. This was something which was done b'isur, sheloi b'rotzen chachomen. All of these stores did not get a heksha. Okay, there was no, the Beis Din Tzedek, the Radatz, did not give their stamp of approval on this custom. Shloim b'ratzon chomim. Who says this? Shloim b'ratzon. Divrei Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Din Tzedek, they gave a hechsher. There were two hechsherim already in those days. There were different hechsherim in those days. So the Beis Din of Rabbi Meir didn't give, but the Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda gave. So what do you see? Why did Rabbi Yehuda give a hechsher? They had a hechsher. So Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'rotzon chacham hayu oisin. It was okay. But that means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, coming in contact with something which is also b'achila is a-okay. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, coming in contact with chometz after the zman iser is also. You may come to be nichshol. Stira.
It's not such a stira because Chodesh is also all the time before.
Oh, very good. That's the more it says. Let's see. So we mean mechalik, all different cases. Amar Rava. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava mitoch shani chodesh mitoch shaloi ha'atarta by elai dekitof hu zochur." So the Gemara's first answer is that in the Chanani they have to have a simon. When you handle chodesh, you have to handle it in an unusual way, and that will remind you. In other words, how do you normally harvest grain? A sickle. You have a special tools and you cut. If you want to harvest chodosh before Pesach, Rabbanan said you only can harvest it by pulling it out of the ground with your bare hands. Why? Gzeres HaKosov, Rashi comes down, we have a two where Pasuk says that the oimer that you cut with a sickle has to be the rachis. The carbon oimer that you bring on Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the rachis. There's another pasuk that says it doesn't have to be the rachis. So the way that we make a compromise is that the oimer, that the grain that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's caught with a sickle, with the tools, that's going to be the rachis. But if you want to harvest chodosh before the oimer, before Pesach, you can do so. But you have to do it in an unusual way by plucking it out of the ground with your hands. So since you're doing it in an unusual way, that is a reminder that it's aser b'achila. But when you're doing b'dikas chametz, you find the galuska yofa, you touch it. There is no sim, there's no halacha telling you how to touch. They didn't tell you to wear gloves when you do bedikas chametz. There's no simin. You can do however you want. That's why it's a sakana. You may come to this one more time. So Amar Rav Shani Chodesh Mitosh Shloi Hatayta Loi Ela Ali De Kitov. Kitov means pulling on the ground. Who zochur? You will remember that this is aser, and you're not going to come to your nichshol. Amar Rabbi Bayu says Tenech Mishas Ketifa. That's all fine and good when you do ketifa, when you go and you pull out the grain from the ground. But what are they selling in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed Pesach? They're selling flour. Now, flour, to get from a stalk of grain to flour, you have to grind it, and you have to sift it, you have to process it. There's no shinui, there's no unusual technique in doing these things, and people would eat flour. We're not familiar with this, but people would take flour and they would eat it as well. They would come in contact with it. Techina, the grinding, harkod, and the sifting, Michael Weimar. So the Gemara is an incredible chiddush, ein hachanami. That the people that dealt with, the people that were involved in processing grain before Pesach, every step of the process had to be done with a shinui. A handmill, no machines allowed. Okay, everything had to be done by hand. Harkoda al gav nofa, on the back of the sieve. Okay, I don't know what this means. Instead of doing it the normal way, they do it backwards.
Do you remember?
You remember, okay, no problem. El, the Gemara is not satisfied. Elo hodel, we have another Mishnah, koitshim b'sashlochim v'shabamokim avoloi goitshim. Now, this halacha, this goes back to what we said before, this halacha that you have to do kituf, plucking, is only grain that is roy to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Karban Omer. But there are inferior types of grain. Those grains are found in irrigation fields and in valleys. That grain, that wheat, is inferior, and that wheat was never used for the Karban Omer in the Beis HaMikdash. So since that grain never had a chance of being used in the Beis HaMikdash, there were no limitations. If you want to go to the irrigation field, you want to go to the valley, you want to go cut the grain, you can use your tools. You can use a sickle, you can take out the tractor, you can do whatever you want. So there, in those, that situation, there's no limitation, there's no shinui. And if there's no shinui, but it's aser. The iser remains, just because they did not use this particular grain for the Beis HaMikdash, but this grain is aser b'achil until after Pesach. So there, avaloi goyish, so there you're allowed to use tools. The only thing you now, the only limitation you have is you're not allowed to make a pile. You're not allowed to make a silo. The Oikimna and the Gemara there is that Zayin, that halacha was going in Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, we have a steerer. Here we mamash have a case that you're handling grain in the normal way, and it's aser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. It's mutter. And when it comes to chametz to Pesach, it's aser. What's going on? So Michael Neymar, so the Gemara says, you're right, Elam Abaye, Chodosh, so this is what Rabbi Carmen said, Chodosh Bodul Mine, Chometz Loi Bodul Mine. So Rabbi Carmen said, Chodosh, for a significant time of the year. Now, I don't know, today with modern technology, Chodosh can be used for a good part of the year. Time of Chazal, Chodosh wasn't also that long. They started at the late crop, the early crop, the late crop. I don't know, today they can already grow Chodosh after Shavuos. I don't know how it works, but it's a very complicated world today. And they're already growing in different parts of the world. They're growing grain right after Pesach. They're already growing a new crop of grain somewhere in the world. And I don't know how the whole industry works, but before you turn around, you could have 6 months, easy. 6 months, if not even more, of flour or grain that has the status of chodosh. So you're used to it. Half the year, you stay away from chodosh. So it's no big deal. But chametz, only 7 days. 7 days is insignificant compared to where you come in contact, and therefore, that's why chametz, it's much more likely you're going to forget yourself, you're going to eat it, and that's why he makes the gzera. Whereas chodosh, you're not going to forget yourself, because anyway, for 6 months of the year or more, you're not going to come in contact. Chodosh bodil minei, you distance yourself from it. Chametz bodil minei. Amar Rav, okay, in the process of making this contradiction, we only pose the steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Chachamim? We have the same steer. Look, let's review. What are the Chachamim saying in the Mishnah? Chametz. The Chachamim said, no big deal. Bedika, you forgot to do bedika at night. You didn't do bedika by day. So do bedika, before you light candles, Erev Pesach. You can do bedika the whole Erev Pesach until the very end. You can do bedika on Chol HaMoed. Oh, but chametz is aser.
Why?
So it's also, don't worry, we trust you, you're not going to eat it. And here, what does it say? On top of this page, when it comes to Chadosh, taka. They didn't give a Hechsher. You're not allowed to sell Chadosh on Pesach because you're not allowed to touch it. So we have a steer the other way around. When it comes to Chametz, the Rabbanan are Nekil. When it comes to Chadosh, they're Machner. So what's going on? So Amar Rav, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. The Rabbanan like Kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. Kiddush, meaning we already give the answer. Chadosh only is anyway also for 6 months. Chametz only is for 7 days. The Rabbanan Nami like Kasha. Here, what's the answer? What's the new Yisoid? A new way of looking at things. You said the same answer before. If the whole Yibedika, what are you doing with Yibedika? Search and destroy. Seek and destroy. That's what you're trying to do for Yibedika. That itself is the ultimate reminder not to eat the chametz. Chadash. I'm not destroying it. I'm preparing it. I'm cutting it. I'm preparing it. I'm going to eat it. Now I'm going to eat it in a couple of weeks, couple of months. But I'm going to eat it. So then there's a danger that you may come and eat it at this very moment. So therefore you can look at it in a whole different light. Now we have another answer. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi is a new answer. He has a simple answer. And he says, what does it say? They found in Yerushalayim, they ate kemach and kali. What were they were selling on the first Chol Hamoed, kemach and kali. Most people don't eat raw flour. Most people don't eat toasted grain. They toast the grain in preparation for the grinding. It's not easy to grind moist stalks, moist kernels. So either you can let it sit in the field in the summer and let it sit in the hot, scorching sun dry out, or you can speed up the process by putting it in the oven and removing the moisture. But before you remove the moisture, it's soft and it's edible. And in fact, we know people that have snacks. They would snack on raw kernels of grain, of wheat, because it's a...
They used to give that.
Kloyos, kloy there means that they made it into a dish. Okay, but over here it means raw, it means the grain that it's hard. It's once you put it in the oven, you take the kernels of grain or the stalks, you put it in the oven, it's hard like a rock, no one can eat it. So there's nothing to worry about. No one's eating raw flour, no one is eating raw stalks of grain. So what's the problem? There's nothing to worry about. So Rav Asher Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Amar Lekasha, really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is machen. When it comes to chametz, stay away. You may come to eat it. When it comes to chametz chadash, really, you got to stay away. But what's the problem? It's flour. It's kali. You're not going to eat it. It's not healthy to eat raw flour. It's not healthy to eat. Well, you want to be from those who do butla diet, it's a kalada. So the Gemara says this answer doesn't make any sense. Hadrav Ashay Bidusi, that's a Pella. Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. Right? Who wrote the Talmud Bavli? Rav Ashi. Okay, this Gemara is a very deep Gemara. I do not know what it means, but the Gemara says Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara, everything here comes from him. But the Gemara says, he said about himself. Or Ravina said about Rav Ashi, so I don't know what it means. Who wrote the Gemara? Ravina Rav Ashi. They put it together. We have a tradition. Other people.
They just
recorded themselves. But it's a very unique Gemara where Rav Ashi is saying about himself. Or Ravina, his partner, is saying about himself, unless you want to say that they were the chief editors. They didn't necessarily write. We don't really know all the secrets of how the Talmud Bavli. You know, it's very complicated. It was over 500 years until it was refined and worked over, and there were different mesachtas, different degrees of refinement and annotations. But Hadrav Ashi Bidusa, this answer does not make any sense. Bidusa means it's an outside opinion. Why? He Hotenach, very good in Echnam Erev Pesach. You're right. This flour and this toasted ears of grain, Mikoli ve'elach. Fine, but wait a minute. Before it turned into flour, and before you took these kernels and you toasted them, it was moist and it was edible. So you had factors. factory workers that were, or farmers and workers that were dealing with the raw material that was edible. Enochinami, right now it may not be edible, but how do you account for the people who violated the halacha that were dealing with something which is dangerous in halacha at a time when it was edible? So hotenich, so you'll tell me, no, that's not a problem, because until you get to that point, it was done with a shinui, right? You plucked it out with your hands. So like Rava, okay, that's a good answer for the regular grain that's fit for the Oimer. But what about the grain in the base hashlochin and in the amokim? But Elo Kaitzer base hashlochin v'shamokim v'yikim the Rabbi Yehuda, and that brayso is Rabbi Yehuda, and that in those locations you did not need to make any shinui. So those people came in contact with a dangerous substance. It's usur, and they're making physical contact with it.
What?
They didn't know it's before Pesach.
No, this wasn't Chodesh.
Yes, it is Chodesh.
This wasn't the Shabbat.
No, it's also Chodesh. It's an inferior grain which they did not use for the Oimer, but it has the full halachic status of Chodesh. It's also. So the Kim Rabbi Yehuda Michael Meimar Ella, the Gemara says we have no choice but to say Ella the Rav Ashi Bidusihi. Rav Ashi's chiddush is an outside opinion. Right? Hold on, the Gemara says, hold on, let me name me Gazar Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, I don't like. The Gemara is not happy with this. Everywhere Rabbi Yehuda, basically, what's the Gemara's maskana at this point? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're not bottle chametz, is something which you come in contact with the entire year. It's dangerous. And the Meila Rabbi Yehuda makes gezeris. Don't touch it. Really? I have more cases to show that's not so. The Atam of the Mishnah, lo yikoiv adam shefeferes shel beitza. Okay, you're not allowed to puncture the shell. Shefeferes means the tube of an egg. The shell. Over here, the shefeferes means the shell. We'll make it very simple. You take an egg and you make a little hole and you drain the yolk and the white, and then you fill it up with oil, and there's a teeny little hole, and it drips yeah, oil over Shabbos. What?
Yeah,
the Maimonides. Right, this is what it says. Shefeferes shel beitza. You now go and perforate the shell of an egg, the shell of an egg, the yemal eno shemen, and fill it up with oil. So that it should drip on Shabbos. Even if you're going to make some type of container that's going to be made from cheres, which is disgusting, the oil, if you notice, instead of having an egg, or even if the ner, let's say the different opinion of what it means, the tube is cheres, or if the ner is cheres, meaning that the oil is going into contact with cheres, some part of the process, and cheres is mo'os, it is disgusting. What's the problem? The problem is, you may have the yetzahara to partake from the shemen. People like oil. Time of Chazal, you're going to take some oil and mix it into your food. You'll lick it, you'll eat it. It's a food. Time of Chazal, everyone, they ate oil, out of oil. So what's the problem? Problem is, if this oil is meant to go into the ner and you take from the ner, that's called kibui. It's a malacha deraisa of kibui. So there's a real concern. So you're not allowed to do this, according to the Rabbanan. So it's a sakana, a halachic sakana, to allow oil to drip into a ner, because you may come to take some of that shemen for yourself and be over on malacha of kibui. The Rabbi Yehuda, who normally when it comes to chametz says stay away, you may come to eat it, is matir. So you see that even though shemen is something deloy badil minei, you normally eat every single day shemen, here it's mutter, stira. So Gemara says, nu yisoid, there's a difference between Shabbos and chametz. Unbelievable. Pesach is once a year. Even though Pesach is chorus, right? Some in people's minds, incredible Gemara, psychological insight. When Shabbos is by a Jew is everything. Shabbos is chomer. Memela, the chomer of Shabbos will protect you from being oivra mechabe. When it comes to Hasam Mishum Mechum the Shabbos Mivdal Badl. Mamein Lokei Nu Yisoid. Next Shiloh. V'rami the Shabbos. A Shabbos really. You tell them when it comes to Shabbos, it's such a scary thing. You're going to be Badl. I'll show you not so. The Tanya Chel Dli. You have the robe of a bucket. Now here's a Shiloh. You want to go draw water on Shabbos. Problem is the rope that attaches the bucket. You can't dip the bucket into the well unless you have a rope. The rope snapped. So what are you going to do? So you can take your shoelace. You can take another rope. You can take your belt. All different types of things you can take to tie to the bucket in order to dip the bucket into the well. The shaila is, if you make a kesher shel kayama, it's a melacha deraisa. If you make a temporary kesher, it's mutter. An aniva, a bow, generally is, now a bow generally is temporary, it's mutter. But sometimes, but if you leave the bow, but okay, but what about if you take a belt, your belt? Well, a belt is the best thing because you need your belt to go to shul, for mincha. You're going to take it back. So certainly a belt is only going to be temporary. But if you take a regular rope, even if you make an aniva, who knows, you may decide to leave it. You leave it. Once you leave an aniva, even an aniva, if you leave the aniva for more than 24 hours, that's already a shayla of a kesha d'araisa, which we more discussed. Tanya, chevel d'li, the rope of a bucket, shenivsak, lo yei koshoy, do not make a kesha shel kayoma. It's a melacha d'araisa. Elo oinva, make a bow. A bow is temporary. It's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, no. Even a bow is asur. Koyachlov punda, you can take your belt. Punda is a type of belt. I don't know what it is. It's a belt. Oy piskaya, two different types of belts. You can do that. Vulvad shloyan, then don't make a bow. Why not? Because if you make a bow, you may come to make a knot. Rashi says, lo ye, Gezerah mishum kashira. You may come to make a knot. Even though technically making a bow, according to the words, havamina, a bow is mutter. You tie your shoelaces with a bow, it's mutter. It's mutter. But you may come to forget yourself. You may come to make a kesher shel kayama. So what do you see? It's Shabbos. Chumra de Shabbos. You should remember. Just like Chumra de Shabbos. You're not going to come to take some shaman. Stira. Kashya Rabbi Huda. And also, for that matter, Kashya Drabonan. Because Rabbon here said that it's mutter. It's mutter. We're not afraid of Chil Shabbos. And when it comes to the shaman, the Rabbanan say it's asur. So you have a double stira. The Rabbanan like kasher shaman, shaman michlof. The Gemara is not kasher. You say when it comes to shaman, you're gonna confuse shaman. Aniva b'kashira. It's a different type of knot. That Rabbanan say loy michlof. Rabbi not loy kasher. Time Rabbi Yehuda lamishum goes aniva to kashira. You got it all wrong. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow. It's not pshat a gzeira. A bow is mutter, a kesher is aser. Don't do a bow, because you may forget. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds aniva is mamash a kesher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't tie your shoes on Shabbos. And aniva is a kesher. It's a kesher deraisa. El mishum l'ksav aniva gufa kshiri. Fine, okay, that answers this theory. Next theory. V'rami rabbona, rabbona. The sound kashem deli b'psik, when we over the rabbona, we said, what do you do? You can make a bow. The Tanan Kodeshim, the Li B'Psika, according to your brother, wanted to say, you can tie the Li B'Psika of a Loi B'Chevel. Oh, you're not allowed to use a Chevel, a rope. You can use a belt, but you're not allowed to use a Chevel. But Rabbi the Matir, so well, Chevel the Mai. What's the Chevelim, Chevel the Alma? Everything with regular rope, Rabbi the Matir, really? How could Rabbi the Path be Matir? Kesha Shel Kayamahu, Devade Osei. How could it possibly
be?
Kesher shel kayam. We just said over here. We just before said according to Rabbi Huda, it's awesome. Kesher kayama. The vadi also live too late. According to Rabbi Huda, making an aniva zasser and with a chevel zasser. El abshito de garde. So we have no choice but to say when it says we're chevel, we're not dealing with a regular rope. We're dealing with a rope that's used by weavers. It's not a rope, you know, will definitely eventually take it back. It's a special type of rope of weavers. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Because since over here there's no way Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not going to go use this rope for long term, it's not meant to be used to lift buckets. You need to use this rope for your malacha, so it's only temporary, it's mutter. But the Rabbanan say it's asur. Rabbanim say, so, and before the Rabbanim say that we're not goyzer, they allow you to make an aniva, so we have a stira. Before the Rabbanim say, if you have a rope, you can make an aniva. And we're not afraid the aniva will calmly take shira. And here the Rabbanim say, you can't even use a chevel de garde. So what's going on? If the Rabbanim don't allow an aniva atuk shira, certainly they should not allow you to use a real rope. So the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference in chevel b'chevel michlaf. If you're using a rope, even though you're using a rope of the garde, and the guy there, it's only going to be temporary because you're going to take it back. But no, the thing that it's a rope, if you're going to make a real kesher with a chevel, the guy there, it's also because you may come to be mevatel the chevel and use it permanently. And neva b'kashuba, the technique, the type of knot you make, even if you use a real rope, but if you make a different type of knot, not a kesher, but an aniva, then the rabbanan are going to make it. And the verse was, v'chol heichos, really true, v'chol heichos, the bottom minei, lo gozer, rabbi Huda. He's not goyzer, so here one more case. V'yotznatanya, b'chor shachaz oidam, b'chor that has high blood pressure. And you want to let blood, to say it's sick. Afilu hu meis, ein makizin loidam, divar abihudu, because you may come to make a mum. It's also to be matil mum b'kodoshim. It's a gzera. V'acham oimim yakiz v'ashal yeyetil by mum. So what do we see? So here we see over here that Rabbi Huda is goyzer. Before Rabbi Huda says he's not goyzer. Hasam tach shadam bohol amu moinoy a whole new yisod amrinon is sharis leiv makam sheinaisim moimum as lemev makam shasimum a whole new yisod. Adam bohol al moinoy, when a person is in a panic over a loss of money, then we make special heterim. Rabbanon, fine. Okay, we have to stop over here. Okay.